Hello and welcome to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today. It is 10 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. I am very happy to be with you today and very happy that C.A. Brooks is joining me for our March 2025 Meeting of the Minds. If you're a regular, you know that C.A. and I always have a really good discussion, and we never know where it's going to go. I create a starting point, and it's truly just a starting point because we're just going to follow wherever we're led, you know, with our intuition, wherever the conversation leads. And so it's just one of my favorite shows of the month because it's really fun to have someone else and have that energy of discussion and talking to someone else and their input as well. So, you are invited to be a part of the discussion, so please join us in the chat room. Go to 12radio.com and click chat. And please feel free to comment or ask questions in the chat. We may or may not have time for readings today. We'll see again how the flow of conversation goes. Usually we can fill up an hour pretty easily, but we'll see. We'll see. If you would like a reading, you can find both of us on 12listen.com. I'm available every day, usually mid to later morning Pacific into the evening. If you stop by and don't see me or if I'm busy, just schedule a call or put in a callback request. I'm notified immediately and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. We have reduced rates on 12listen a few times a week. If you would like to be notified of our specials, we call them our specials, go to 12listen.com and sign up for 12 promotions. This week, we will have 3 days of special pricing. Tomorrow is our favorite day of the month, 12 day. We do it on the 12th because we are 12listen, 12 Academy, 12 Radio. We are all things 12. And so the 12th is the day that we celebrate with random reduced rates on calls and chats all day long. And that means that all of the advisors will be at different rates. The computer sets us at different rates, and the rates will change randomly. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great energy because of that change. And there will also be special pricing on time-based sessions, email-based services and other services as well, and possibly even on classes. So it's a great day to come by and see us, and that goes for the full day, midnight actually tonight until midnight tomorrow. So as I said, it's a great energy. It's a great time to come by and check us out if you've never done that before, or to revisit if you have. So tomorrow is 12 day, and I will also have my Welcome Spring time-based session at a very special price for 12 day. Thursday begins the Mercury retrograde, and Friday is the full moon. So we are celebrating for 3 straight days. I will be online all 3 days on my regular schedule around 10:30 a.m. Pacific into the evening, and I would love to talk to you. And I just wanted to remind you again, you empowered intuitive feng shui classes are up on 12 Academy. And the series of 4 classes begins a week from Thursday, March 20th. It's already the spring equinox. I always have to think solstice equinox on March 20th. So I think that just seemed like the absolute perfect day to start a feng shui class. So it's at 5 p.m. Pacific on 12academy.com. Now, it's at 5 p.m. Pacific time, but every class is recorded. So if you cannot make that time, everyone who registers gets a recording to the class, whether they attend live or not. So don't let the time mess you up. You'll have a recording. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited about it because I haven't taught it for a long time, but it's such a great uplifting practice. It's, you know, it's very simple. Pardon me. It's very simple, very intuitive, and just really a lot of fun. And I will teach you in this class how easy it is to empower your life through the intentional placement of objects in your environment, your home, your office, your apartment, your room, whatever it is, on your desk. I mean, you can treat your desk as a bagua and move stuff around on your desk. So, I mean, it's fun. And personally, the reason why I love it is anything that shows you are in charge. You know, you can move stuff and you can, you know, you place things in a certain way to empower your whatever life area it is. And sorry about the scratchy here. And what you do is, you know, the thing to me, this is my truth. You walk by there and you see what you did, and you know what the purpose of that is. And therefore, you add your intention to that once again when you see it. So it's just a lovely, it becomes a lovely flow, you know, kind of everything in harmony and in concert in the house, supporting you in, you know, career, health, friendship, relationship, prosperity, everything. So class one on next Thursday, and these are standalone classes. There's no prerequisite. You can take one or you can take all, or however many you want to. The first one is the basics, the Bagua, the nine life areas, where they're located, the colors, elements, and shapes associated with each area, and the creative and destructive cycles and cures and enhancements and more. There's more, but that's the basic. That gives you the basic. You bring an outline, not really a blueprint, an outline of your home. You know, the shape, the rooms, and then I'm going to provide a great Bagua that my husband did for me several years ago, and you can just put that right over the top of it, and it'll be really easy to follow. And that Bagua includes those creative and destructive cycles and colors. So he did a really wonderful job on that. And so I'll provide that to you. And then class two, we're going to focus on the prosperity areas of the Bagua. There's a prosperity corner, but there are many areas that you can work for prosperity. Class three is relationship areas of the Bagua. Same thing. There's one relationship corner, but many, many areas that contribute to relationship and harmonious and healthy relationships. Class four will be health. We'll focus on health and then a little more on fame and reputation, because for some reason, I always think fame and reputation gets cheated a bit. And it's a really important area. So, and also in class four, it'll be the chance for students to bring questions for their specific concerns. So I usually pack my classes with a lot of information, and it's hard to have a question and answer period at the end of each class. So, you know, and also students are encouraged to email me with questions, and I will email back. So, anyway, as I said, it's going to be a lot of fun. No prerequisite. If you register, you get a recording. So come join us. It's a change of season. This is a really wonderful thing to do for yourself in honor of spring. So I just want to say thank you again for being here today, and thank you for listening, however and whenever you do. There is programming 24/7 on 12radio.com, and you can find archives of all the shows in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. Radio is 12 Radio is just a great source of information, inspiration, and support. So I encourage you to take advantage. And I just want to say thanks to Serena for producing the show today. And as you know, I am always glad to have CA Brooks on the show with me. If you don't know CA, she is a 1-2 listen advisor, a clairvoyant astrologer, animal communicator. She's an avid student of A Course in Miracles, among other things. She writes the Week Ahead section of the Power Peak, Mark Husson's weekly newsletter. She hosts Everyday Astrology here on 12 Radio, which immediately precedes Empowerment every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. She has podcasts of her Course in Miracles show available in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. And most of all, she's very busy, and I appreciate that she takes the time to join me for this show once a month. Our meeting of the minds is called that because it allows us to bring anything and everything to the table. As you know, spirituality and mysticism is my cup of tea, my absolute passion. But during this show, everything's welcome. Spirituality, A Course in Miracles, astrology, tarot, feng shui, Everything and anything else are welcome. And that's why it's so much fun and why we have such a great discussion. And I'll have CA join me in really just a couple of minutes after I briefly set up the starting point of our discussion. So spring officially begins next week. And so I've been thinking about spring cleaning and what I want to do in my yard and changing tablecloths and pillow coverings and stuff like that. Things that I consider spring rituals that just sort of, they say goodbye to winter and welcome in the energy of spring in my home. And so then I started, after I was thinking about those, I started thinking about rituals, just rituals and why we do them. The Cambridge Dictionary definition of ritual is a set of actions or words performed in a regular way, often as part of a religious ceremony. A ritual is also any act done regularly, usually without thinking about it, as in my morning ritual consists of reading the newspaper while I have my coffee. Then I saw this other definition by a site called Study Smarter, one word, study and S capitalized. And it's as because I was looking at spiritual rituals. And it defined spiritual rituals as structured practices performed for the purpose of spiritual elevation or connection, often rooted in religious or cultural traditions. So after I read those, and just, you know, knowing what ritual means to me, and it's important to me, it's something that I've done, I think, probably all my life. I had my little rituals that I did even as a kid. But you can think of, here's where routine transitions from routine into ritual, if you want to. You can think of cleaning as a chore or as an act of appreciation. Touching and caring for your home and the things in it infuses it with energy that in turn blesses you. Because there's always a circle. There's always a circle. And you can never get out of anything. What you get out of anything is in direct proportion to what you put into it. What good, bad, or indifferent, right? So, you know, attention is love. And what you love loves you back. Morning or evening rituals can be thoughtless routine or opportunities to nurture yourself. It depends on the attention you give them. It depends on what you put into them. Do you just do them so you can get on with your day? Or do you do them mindfully so that you get the benefit of them? You know, I guess really my point is that you can think of anything that you do regularly as a ritual, because through intention, it goes from mindless routine to mindful empowerment. And why not? We can use that. And that's why, you know, I love to clean. I just do. That's my thing. I'd rather clean than cook. And I'd rather clean up paint than food. Any day. That's where I kind of go off the tourist wagon, you know. But I love to clean because it's important and it's honoring my home. And my home is my sanctuary. And the more we pay attention to what we do, and rituals too. You know, I mean, your body is your vehicle while you're here in this earth plane, right? It's not you, but it's your vehicle. So we treat it right. We, you know, we do what we can to it and pay attention to it. So anyway, that's what I wanted to throw out there. And on that note, I want to say welcome to CA. And do you have spring rituals, my friend? Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. And thanks for inviting me onto the show today. And
absolutely.
I guess, yes, I do. But I'm a little, what would I say? I have gotten more into, I'm such a structured person in many ways of my personality. Must yep. be because I'm an Enneagram number one, you know, so it's like there's rules and regulations, there's ways to do things. So one of my efforts, I think over the last few years and even more than that, is to be a little more spontaneous. So instead of just leaving everything to a certain day or a certain routine, sometimes I'll just go do it now. Just do it mm-hmm. now. The mm-hmm. feeling is moving you. So just clean this up or put this away or take care of this closet or whatever. And that's probably kind of a Pisces thing too, just going with the flow. But mm-hmm. yeah, I definitely have routines, but just everything you're talking about really has made me think, because I mean, my favorite line that you just said is mindless routine to mindful empowerment. Mm-hmm. Because routines really do help us, because here again, if we had to consciously think about every single breath or every single step, that would take most of our energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it would just take so much of our conscious energy. And so routines, or just having something be a habit, actually frees our mind to do something else. But there's also such a sweet spot there that yeah. we realize, I mean, I'm sure you do the same thing. I mean, every once in a while I'll go, did I do the dishes? You know, and I look in the kitchen, it's like, oh yeah, I did them. You know, and there again, it's like, where was my head? I mean, I honestly couldn't even remember whether I did the dishes or not, or whether I put that away, or that kind of thing. And so sometimes I think maybe that's a blessing, because I know I always play music and my mind is someplace else. But I also love what you were saying about you love to clean. I wish we lived closer together. You could come clean my house.
You could cook for me.
And I could mindlessly do dishes. But just the idea, because in fact, there is a tarot card, the Four of Pentacles, that has always been fascinating to me from the perspective that some of the traditional meanings are you're protecting all your stuff, or you know, you're holding on to it, and are you holding too tight, or what are you doing with this? But that card also means being mindful about our stuff and caring for it in a very intentional way. So sometimes when that card comes up in a reading, it's not, hey, you're being a miser and you're holding on too tight or whatever. It's, you know, what is it in your life? You know, are you lovingly caressing those dishes? Are you going, oh yeah, this dish, I just love this dish. And and the coffee was so delicious this morning, you know, out of this particular cup or whatever, that we can choose to love our possessions by cleaning them, by taking care of them, by having a special place where they go, you know, and not just like, oh, it's somewhere around here. And I think we don't often think of that. You know, like you said, it kind of gets into this, oh, I got to clean today, or I got to mop, or I got to do this, got to do. And it's like, no, all of these things in your life are resources. And they're blessings many times. And so why do we have that attitude? Got to keep this clean, got to do this. Well, maybe we have too much stuff, but that Four of Pentacles just always reminds me. And by the way, it was one of the cards for this week. So it was kind of all my mind. Well, because I do a spread every week. But when I see it come up, I just think about that, you know, the loving attention that we pay to the things in our lives. And now, I mean, it can also be people, but usually the Four of Pentacles more often has to do with, you know, physical stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, sometimes it's just being wise about the way we pay attention. And sometimes we really are holding on way, way too tight. You know, we're just not letting the flow. And that's another word I love for this week is flow, because of, you know, the things going on, specifically that full moon lunar eclipse, and just looking at the flow in our lives, because maybe with some things we're holding on too tight, and with other things, we just really need to hold on a little tighter. Maybe we need to be a little more disciplined, you know, and controlling something instead of just going, okay, well, whatever happens. You know, it is what it is, you know. So I think that is something that's going on right now cosmically, is just processing through that. But and I love feng shui. Absolutely love it. I use a lot of it in my own life and in my house, and, you know, areas. But yeah, I just, that idea of every single thing that you've got has been a blessing and or it's a resource. And so if it's valuable to you, then love it. Mm-hmm. And so whether you're dusting it or cleaning it or just taking care of it in some other way, it can be a real, well, I don't want to keep using the word blessing, but it can just be such an elevated uplift of energy.
Yeah.
You know, every time you touch that thing and say, oh my gosh, I'm just so glad this is in my life. I just love this. And if you don't love it or it's not useful, then you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You pass it on to somebody else. Well, you know, because there again, most things, I mean, they have a lifespan. So some things, they're worn out, they're used up. But other things, somebody else could really love them. They have a lot of use left in them, and somebody else is going to see it and go, that's exactly what I wanted, or that is something that I needed. So everything that we have in our lives, if it's just languishing, you know, like, quite honestly, I have some things languishing in the garage, you know, power tools that I thought, oh yeah, I can use these. And it's like, no. I really can't, you know, this blower that I bought is just way too heavy and I'm not going to use that blower, you know?
Yeah.
And so if something is languishing, then we're not really paying attention to it or loving it or, you know, and it just kind of congeals the energy. It concentrates the energy in our lives and we need more flow. So yeah, springtime is the perfect time to really be thinking of, you know, literally the tilling of the earth, you know, to start breaking up the winter, you know, the disrupt that kind of thing. And so that those seeds can come up, but it's also just in our homes and in our lives, whatever it is, just being very conscious, looking at things for seeing them, you know, that whole idea, you know, Avatar in the movie, you know, they had that saying, I see you. Well, I think about that with stuff in our lives. Do we see it? Because, you know, obviously it just becomes, you know, we just ignore it. We don't see it at all. Now, here's a little something. I think it's just an aside, but I just have to mention it. Talk about seeing things. A few days ago, I did go out to lunch with some friends. And on the restaurant floor, there was a gold earring. And I don't really think it was an expensive earring, but I kind of went, oh, somebody's going to get home or they're going to go somewhere and they're going to go, oh, where's my earring? You know how that is.
Yeah, right? Oh, I do.
So I took it up to the, you know, the welcome desk, whatever you want to call it. And I just said, I know nobody's probably going to come and ask about this, but here's this gold earring, you know, and just in case they do. And the woman there just kind of smiled and she said, yes, thank you, because, you know, somebody might. And then 2 days later, I'm walking Tucker and I look down on the sidewalk and there's a gold earring.
Wow.
I know. And I went, okay, what are the chances? And I've been kind of waiting for another one to pop up because it just seems like oftentimes things happen in threes. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I'm always looking for meanings in things.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure what the meaning is, but I did say to myself, that is just so bizarre that within 2 days, I would find two gold earrings. And that one, I put it in a slightly more prominent place because it was in the street. Mm-hmm. And so I put it on the sidewalk because I thought, well, if somebody walks along here all the time, and if this is special to them, then maybe they'll look down and they'll see it. You know, but I just thought, what's that about, Kelly?
I have no idea.
Did it mean that I should go buy myself earrings? Or did it mean I need to clean out my earrings? I don't know. But I just thought, wow, that's like an interesting little nudge. But I don't know what it means.
Exactly. Well, it got you thinking, right? I mean, it was a little, I don't know. Things like that, I think, are just like a little kiss on the cheek from God. You know, just little hellos and not necessarily meaningful, but you can get a chuckle out of it.
You know? Well, and the other thing maybe is just pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not saying other people had walked right by those things, but when you say it's a little kiss, it's a little blessing. How often do we, you know, I always put it in terms of, you know, somebody's kind of saying, oh, everything's so dark and I can't see anything and nothing's happening for me. And it's like, well, open the curtains.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's dark in here. You never opened the curtains today or the blinds or whatever it is. And it's just that concept that so often when we're so circumspect about nothing is happening or I'm not getting what I want or I'm not happy, you know, we're not even looking towards the sun. We're not even looking. And so that is it too, of just these two gold earrings, you know, it's like, yeah, there's magic everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there again, they were both gold earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, not necessarily valuable. You know, I have no idea whether or not they were valuable, but just two gold earrings. So it wasn't even like they were very, I mean, they were very different, but they were still two gold earrings. So just, you know, open your eyes, be aware, be
pay attention.
And be expectant.
Yeah.
Of revelation or of inspiration or of little magical things happening.
Yeah, because they do. You know, I mean, that's the thing. It's like Michael Tomorrow said, you know, miracles are happening all the time. We just fail to notice.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and when you were saying, you know, talking about giving things away or you know, what doesn't serve you anymore or what you don't love. And I really honestly do believe that everything in your house you should love. Or it doesn't belong.
Or it needs to be useful. And you love it because it's useful, yeah.
Right, exactly. But there's, you know, Florence Scovel Shinn and the law of use. You know, everything has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. And we're evolving constantly. Our tastes change. You know, something you may have loved even a year ago maybe lacks, you know, lost its luster, so to speak. So it's time to move it on because it still has a purpose to fulfill. And I think, you know, honoring things in that way too, appreciating things for their purpose, even though they may not be serving that purpose for you, you know, you just honor them by passing them on, donating them or whatever, because somebody needs that, you know. Somebody needs that in their life, needs it to love or whatever, or use. And so that's just something that keep things moving because that keeps energy moving.
Keeps too. The flow. Yeah. Keeps the flow going.
Yeah. In your house. And I just think that, you know, whatever, you know, whatever you focus your attention on, and when you were saying, you know, it's dark, I'm stuck, you know, nothing's happening. Well, that's exactly where your focus is. And therefore, it's going to prove that to you constantly because you got to get out of that. I mean, and it's all up to us. It's totally and completely up to us. Do I see this as drudgery or do I see this as an opportunity to take care of something that I am fortunate to have, you know, or that I'm blessed in having? Because that just brings more. You know, whatever you put out in the way of attention, love, caring, whatever, it's got to come back because it that's law. You know, you reap what you sow. So I think this is just this time of year is a great opportunity to just throw out a bunch of seeds, you know, not literally, but just in your intentions and your vibration and, you know, let that just this gorgeous energy of springtime. Let them come flowing back into you because they will. And it's an exciting time.
Well, and I'm glad that you brought up the feng shui too, because I am a firm believer that even moving a few things around in your home just totally changes the energy. And, you know, a lot of times it's like you mentioned, and I think we talked about this, the pillow cushions, you know, changing the covers. And I don't know if I told you this, but I, years ago in 2000, I went to Bali. And one of the things I brought back was a set or, you know, I picked out several really colorful pillow covers. And they're purples and oranges and yellows and greens are definitely the color. Well, they're the colors of Bali. And yet when I got them home, I went, you know, these really aren't the colors of my house. And so I kept thinking, okay, how can you use these? Can you put them outside, you know, pillows outside or whatever? But I always kind of cherished them, but I didn't use them. And so just recently, and when you think about it, this is now 25 years later, because in fact, I went for my birthday in 2000 is when I went. And my birthday, you know, is this week. So I just last week, I thought, you know what, I'm going to get those out. So I got them out, I measured them, and I bought, you know, pillow forms to go in them because, you know, you can do that really easily. So I bought the pillows and now they're in my living room. And it's unbelievable because, you know, for the most part, since I moved a few years ago, I really wasn't sure if I was going to stay or not. So everything, when I did some remodels on the house, you know, everything is that, you know, I call it realtor gray. Everything is new. Everything in my house is neutral. And quite honestly, you know me, those are not, I mean, I like it because it looks nice and clean. It looks, and it's a small house, so it really helps to tie things together. But I just, I'm so tired of it.
You know,
I'm just tired of it. So now I have these four pillows and they're not huge. They're only like, you know, 14 by 14 or something, but the covers are orange and purple and yellow and green and all these colors of Bali. And it just like brightened up the whole place. I just cannot believe how much it changed the energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it truly did. And then my sister, who's always, she's a natural interior decorator, let's put it that way. She has never liked the way I had my dining room table. And she always wanted it slightly different. And I just said, but you know what, if we move it into the middle of the room, that just, I mean, this is a small house anyway. And then it's like, you really have to be conscious of going around it. And so we moved it and she goes, yeah, you're right. That's just too much. And I said, okay, well, let's just go halfway. Let's, you know, not put it where it was, but we'll just, you know, we'll get it not so it's blocking the flow so much. And we left it there. And I'll tell you what, I really like it.
Good.
And once again, now when I look at that, I'm just like, oh, this is so much better. It does feel like the flow is completely different, or the energy in that room is completely different. So between just moving the dining room table a few inches and putting on those pillow covers, it is spring. You know, it's spring. And it was funny because when she came over and she saw those pillow covers, I could just kind of see her eyes like, okay, what the heck is that? You know, and I said, those I brought back from Bali. And she goes, okay, because I think she thought, okay, why did you add those colors? But, and you know what, I probably will switch those out too. And when it's a little warmer, I may put them outside for a little bit, you know, on the outside furniture, because they're just bright and colorful and wonderful. But once again, what you said, they have so much meaning to me.
Exactly.
Because of that trip to Bali, which changed my life, really.
Yeah.
And I'm just so glad that I took them out of storage. I mean, for 25 years, they've been sitting there. Mm-hmm. What was I thinking, you know?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't their time yet. You know,
no.
It just wasn't. But now it is.
Yeah.
And now you can, and when you see them, you can, it just brings that wonderful trip back and the feelings from it and just brightness. I love color. Well, you know that.
Yes. Well, and me too.
Color everywhere in here.
I've always been very eclectic with color, and it was more, but you know, that was definitely, like I said, I wasn't sure if I was really going to stay, and if I did stay, how long am I going to stay? But I thought, you know, a few pillows isn't going to change the trajectory too much. But again, what I'd like to say to people is, if you've got a lot of money, then go buy the new couch or go buy the new thing, but you don't need to do that. Like right now, you can just move a few things around, or maybe you even have way too many framed pictures or something. You can keep switching those out.
Yeah.
You know, and put it on a bookshelf or whatever. You can rotate your items, and so that they're fresh and they're new and they're really getting your attention. And it doesn't cost you a penny to do that.
No,
it's not about money. It's about just shifting up the energy. And we can all do that. And it is, I mean, it does work like magic.
It does.
It truly does.
It changes the mood of the room. And it really, you know, moving from, like right now on my dining room table, I have kind of a silvery gray tablecloth and just some like mercury glass candle holders. Along the top of it, it's long. And it's like, okay, that was my winter.
Right.
So now my summer, my spring, which will go into summer, because I just love this tablecloth. I bought it last year. It's like a robin's egg blue. So it's not quite turquoise.
That's beautiful.
And it's not way blue. It is so pretty. And it's got and the texture of it too. It's more, kind of basket weavy, you know, mm-hmm. texture. I mean, there's not holes in it, but do you know what I mean? Like a looser, yes. mm-hmm. lighter fabric. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to put that on. And then last fall, I don't know if I told you about these or not, I found, oh, if you do want to buy pillow covers, to me, those are like, that's the quickest way to change anything.
Oh,
to
yeah.
change your throw pillow covers, you know.
And they're not expensive. I mean, even if you do buy them new, they're not expensive.
No, I got this gorgeous set from Amazon. I think they were $10 for mm-hmm. two of them. And I think they're like 14 by 14. And they're like this kind of batik pattern, kind uh-huh. of Indian pattern, mm-hmm. Indian. And they have turquoise and green and orange in them. And they are, you know, I got them for fall, but they go so well with everything else in the house. And they'll go with that tablecloth. I don't want to change those, but they were so inexpensive and they made me so happy. I just can't mm-hmm. even believe. And they still do. You know, I look at them and I go, those are just brilliant. They are just brilliant. But I have others in like in my living room that are velvet, you know, and mm-hmm. so those will be changed out. They're pretty, but they're winter. And so it's just that's and you buy them and then you have them for next year right. if you change them out. So it's not a huge investment, but it does just brightens things up, changes the flow of energy, changes the vibration, and makes you feel good.
Yes.
Absolutely makes you feel good.
It absolutely does. Yep. Love the feng shui of it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It'll be fun to teach that class. I'm really excited.
Oh, and I'm so glad you're doing that. It will be. And the people will love it. They will.
Well, it's
they will
fun.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's not hard. It's not too thinky. You know, it's just fun. So mm-hmm. I'm looking
forward.
And
life-affirming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and I don't know if I ever told you this, but I've got a fairly large yard. But in the back corner, I mean, a lot of it is rock. I mean, because I live in Nevada, right? So mm-hmm. a lot of it is rock. And in that far back corner, I was going to put a garden. I'm glad I didn't because it turns out it's like it bakes in the summer. It's way yeah. too hot back there for plants. But and that's it. So there are no plants within about, I'd say, a 10 by 10 section. There's no plants because it's just way too hot. But anyway, and it's also from the view of the house, there's a shrub that blocks it.
Oh, okay.
But that is the money corner.
Ah.
And, you know, if you look at my property, it's a money corner. And so when I had done some landscaping and I bought some fairly large boulders, which, as you can imagine, I mean, that was an investment. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
I mean, you're talking
sure.
about the ones that have to come in on a truck and yeah. be forklifted into the yard, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I told them, I said, I want one back there. And they kind of looked at me like, well, you're never going to see it. And I'm like, well, I will see it sometimes. But the real point is I want it in that corner. I want it anchoring that corner because mm-hmm. it's my money corner. And so now there's a big rock that is not going to be moved anytime soon. But mm-hmm. Then I put it's not a windmill, but you know, one of those twirly things the
yeah.
wind catches. And I put
yes.
a twirly thing back there. And I also put a statue of a bird. So slowly but surely, I'm putting some things back there to just keep that energy moving in that corner.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that is a corner, though, where the coyotes come. So they like the energy. They like the energy. Well, you know, I've thought about that because I actually haven't seen one back there since I put that wind thing up there.
Ah.
And so it may kind of keep them from, because what they would do is they'd want to sit up there and jump into the yard. And see, now, even though the windmill, they could easily jump into the yard without hitting it. It may kind of distract them and say, you know, I'm not going to try this. But mm-hmm. but what I think, this is where I'm really going with it. Not only does it keep the energy moving for me and psychologically, mm-hmm. but one of my neighbors mentioned from his yard, he sees it.
Aww.
And he said, I just love sitting out here drinking my coffee on my patio and looking over across your fence and seeing that.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. And I thought, you know, it would have never occurred to me that he even could see it. So the irony is I can't see it from my patio, but he can see it from his. Mm-hmm. And so it beautified, in a sense, the neighborhood. It was a good addition. And, you know, I do see it occasionally because obviously I walk back there or, you know, I'm on a side where I can see it. But it's like it was a nice addition, but I definitely did it because of the feng shui. I mean, that's why, you know, because I thought I don't want this to be a barren, hot corner that I never think about. You know, I want to, you know, say, no, you belong to the yard, too. I'm sorry that, you know, you're barren and hot. And I'm sorry that I can't see you because of the other shrub, but you know what? You're important to me. And there again, you don't want to ignore any of the bagwas.
No.
You know, you don't. So, you know, and I also now have some metal flowers. I haven't put them in the ground yet. But, you know, so there will be life back there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
I think it's a real bonus that my neighbor can see it.
Oh, I do too.
You know, I just, who knew? Who knew?
Well, that reminds me of, you know, in my courtyard, which is, you know, fenced off in front, leading up to my front door, I have my metal birds. I have my giant heron and, you know, flamingos and because I've just worked on that thing to try and plant plants, and it just doesn't work because it's not sunny and it's not shady. It changes all the time. Uh-huh. The soil here in Colorado is clay.
Right.
And so, I mean, I've just, you know, last year it's like, okay, I'm planting seeds. So I planted seeds. I, you know, hovered over them all summer. And then I look out one day and a bunny's eating my ground cover, you know, right in front of me. And so it's like, okay. So this year, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some of those, like 14-inch high planters, you know, the metal planters, and just put fresh soil in there and plant flowers. Mm-hmm. And that way the bunnies can't get to them. I just have to make sure I have flowers that are going to stand the, because they're in the spring, it's a whole lot different than in the summer because there are trees back there that block out the sun in the summertime. So it changes. But I think I can, I'm sure I can find something that'll work, even if it's, you know, like succulents or, you know, something that really doesn't care. But I think that's going to, number one, it's going to take up space because there really is a lot of space there. And it's all beds aside from the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I'm going to do. But what, and I digressed with that whole thing, but my birds, there's a woman who I do Instacart to get my groceries. Uh-huh. And I put my order in on Saturday night and I make it for early Sunday morning. And for some reason, the best shoppers shop early Sunday morning, the best people that are shopping for you. Anyway, this woman's done my shopping and it's just random, you know, whoever gets it. And I really like her. And she came in and I was telling her thanks and gave her the, you know, the cloth bags. If you can use these, please take these because I've got a collection. Mm-hmm. And she goes, by the way, I just love all of the statues in here.
Oh.
And I said, thank you. And she said, my parents live in Sun Valley. And so she said, there's a place somewhere around Sun Valley that has, it must be kind of a smaller tourist place. And I know I'd heard of it. I can't think of it now. But she said they just have tons of statues and metal statues. Yep. So she was just like, yeah, I just love it in here. This is so cool. And I went, thank you. That really made me feel good. Glad that could brighten your day to deliver my groceries. No, because that's, so I know what you mean about your neighbor. It's like, good. Good.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you know, when you think about it, every once in a while, I mean, I can't think of a good example, but somebody will say, oh, well, I'm not going to do that. I can't see it. You know, and it's like when we do things that it's always about, what about me? Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of miss those opportunities, even though, like I said, I mean, I put those things back there because it's my bagua and it's my, you know, income, money, wealth, whatever you want to call it, corner. But, you know, every single thing we do can touch somebody else's life.
Right.
And
well, it does.
It's just, and yeah. And it's just so fun when you find that out, you know, that, and so if, yeah, somebody else is really enjoying it or getting a kick out of it or, thinks it's really funny. In fact, and here again, I don't know if I told you this, but around you can imagine in Nevada, and by the way, we have a lot of those metal statues, you know, but they're all things that are very Nevada. In fact, you know, you'll see big coyotes, which I wonder why people use coyotes, because, you know, do you really want to attract that into your yard? But anyway, you know, coyotes are big.
Yeah, that
cactus.
Western coyote thing.
Yeah. Western cactus and all that kind of stuff. And I like it because at least, you know, in an area where you can't always have those things, you don't have water for them, it's kind of nice, you know, that they're around. But around the corner from me, they have now moved, and I'm sad because of this. They had a full-sized cow in their backyard. And now I'm not talking a live cow. I'm talking about And this was not just like a flat metal statue. This was like a full sculpture of a cow, a Jersey cow, black and white.
Was it metal?
I don't know exactly what it was made of, but it looked, like I said, unless you got close to it, it looked like you were looking at a real cow.
But how fun is that?
I know. And I will never forget the first time I saw it, because I'm walking the dog. And of course, I go around the corner or whatever. And I go, oh, my God, there's a cow in that yard. And then I go, no, that can't be a real cow. You know. And so, of course, I watched it and I realized it wasn't moving. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. It was like, and like I said, I don't know what it was made of. However, over the 3 or 4 years that it was there, I never saw it change. So, yeah. I mean, it must have been very well constructed, because the heat wasn't like breaking it down or wearing it down or anything. But anyway, and then it was in the back of their yard. It was in the back corner. So when you walked by their house and looked, you know, through their fence, I mean, because they had a metal fence. And when you looked, that's how I was able to see it. And I just loved it. It was so charming. But it was also so unusual. And I thought, boy, they must have come from the Midwest, you know, or maybe they came from Wyoming or something. Because who would put a life-size statue of a cow in their backyard in Nevada, you know? But then one day I walked by and the cow was right up next to the front fence. Mm. And I thought, oh, what's going on here? And then a for sale sign went up in the yard. And I walked by it every day. And I actually then called the realtor, because I wanted to know what was going to happen to the cow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. And of course, I had fantasies of bringing it to my house. But anyway, I just thought, I want to know what these people are doing with the cow. So I called the realtor and he told me, he goes, oh, they're taking the cow. He goes, in fact, he said, the people that bought the house want the cow. And they said, no.
Oh, isn't that fun?
They're taking the cow with them.
Oh, that's
it was
great.
Fun. And there, sure enough, one day I walked by and they had moved out and the cow was gone. But
maybe the people that bought the house will find the cow.
Well, maybe they will. They do have two little dogs that are quite cute. But and I should have just knocked on the door one day and just said, hey, what's the deal with the cow in the yard? You know, or where did you get the cow or whatever? But see, they're again just so charming. And what a delight whenever I walked that direction and saw the cow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it just kind of, it's a hello. I mean, it's just a little back to noticing. Right?
Yes.
Back to noticing. When we notice things like that, no matter what it is, I'm always looking at, and spring is such a great time for that because it changes every day. You know, when we're out on a walk, new flowers are up and the houses that we walk by and just all kinds of different things happen. There's a house, I don't know if I've ever talked about this before, but it's on the corner of Jewel and... it's either Elm or Fairfax. I can't remember. Uh-huh. But they've got a great big yard, a big front yard, and it's a corner. So it goes all the way, wraps around. They've got a bunch of rock in there and a bunch of like statues and irises and different plants. But they have toys in there, like old G.I. Joes and G.I. Joe Jeeps and like different superheroes. And I mean, and it keeps changing. It's just the most amazing
thing. Funny.
It's huge. It's a huge yard. And I couldn't even tell you how many things are in there. And I walk by there and at Christmas, oh my gosh. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. And I think, where the heck do you keep all these things? I mean, I know you have a garage, but holy cow. And little windmills and, you know, like pinwheels, you know, that we used to have as kids that you blew and spun. Remember those? Yeah. Like those and just all different kinds of like older toys, like real G.I. Joe, real G.I. Joe Jeep. And I'm thinking, and they're always there. So I don't think anybody ever takes them.
Yeah, it
And
doesn't
there are
ever
lots of
touch
people walking by there and driving by there all the time. But it's crazy. It's just crazy. So it is fun when we walk by. I always have to take a look and see, you know, what the new toy is or if
it.
it's
Well,
changed.
and I know we're getting close to the end of the show, but I'll offer this too, because I think this is a very metaphysical principle about whether or not it's about sharing or belonging or group energy. In my neighborhood, there was somebody who had a bunch of those pinwheels, and they just kept adding and adding and adding different kinds of things in their front yard that sparkled and moved with the wind, right? Well, the next thing I know, the people next door are starting to do the same thing.
Oh, how
And
funny.
then And this is over the course of years. I mean, you know, because I lived in that neighborhood for 20 years. And then I noticed the people across the street were starting to do it. And it was so funny because then it finally became like three or four houses that all had these glowing, moving, pretty, thick, sparkly things in their front yards. And I just, you know, I thought, see, that is the power. And I mean, that's the power of people's thinking anyway. I mean, you know, like for instance, they say in a neighborhood, if there's a lot of graffiti or broken windows or, you know, yards that aren't being taken care of, that just encourages people to do the same thing.
Right.
And that's what I noticed too. When I moved into that neighborhood, it was nice, but there wasn't a lot of landscaping. And I put a lot of landscaping in my front yard. Then my neighbors too, on both sides did some landscaping in their front yard, and people across the street did landscaping. And see, it's like we can share positive, you know, things in the world, and not by saying anything. But you
Right.
know, somebody sees all of these tulips in my yard, and the next thing I know, they've got tulips in their yard.
Yeah.
You know, there's an iris, okay, and then the people in the corner, they've got iris now. See, people, we can share those very positive things. It works on an energetic level, but it just also works on, you know, a very intentional level as well. So anyway, I guess we got to close the show, Kelly.
And it's a joy. It's a joy to walk by that, you know, and see that. I mean,
It
it's a
absolutely
give.
is.
It's giving. It really is. And that's always just a circle. But yeah, I think that's just great. It's fun. Yes, we do have to get going here. So, CA, what do you have going on?
Well, I am going to be available on One to Listen on Thursday and Friday. I did decide I'm going to take off tomorrow because it's my
Good.
birthday.
Good for you.
And so I am going to do that, but I will have a special TBS that people can buy. And I will be available almost, I mean, hopefully most of Thursday and Friday. I
Great.
mean, and moving beyond that, but those are the two sale days that we've got this week, Wednesday through Friday.
Right. And I will be, as I said earlier in the show, I'll be online all 3 days. And it's a great time to come by and check us out. And I would love to work with you, read for you. My name's Kelly Whetstone. You've been listening to Empowerment. My special guest today is CA Brooks. She comes once a month for our meeting of the minds, and we could talk for the rest of the day. So
Yes, we
it's all
could.
So it's always a great time. But you're listening to Empowerment. We're here on One Two Radio, where we're changing the way that you listen to the world. So please stay tuned for Katie Weaver, followed by Christina LaFrance, and have a very blessed week. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.